We have the chamber chat going on. Janae, welcome again.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right, good morning. And we have, of course, you're a right-hand person. You have to have Rand Krantz here.
Yes, of
because
course.
Because it's just important to have her here.
Yeah, or just
such
team.
A support staff, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Even,
whether there's power on or power off, she can mm-hmm. make things happen.
So. She can.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Yep. And then, you're right, you get it figured out. And you have a special guest today, and I'm going to let you introduce her, even though I've got her business card right here.
Yeah, we have Robbie Brown with the Minnesota Reds, Whites, and Brews.
How about that?
Hi, good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. We brought her all the way here many, many years ago from the West Coast, and she has got great ideas, and it sounds like a whole great business plan working out. How is it working out for you?
Well, it's going pretty well. Good. You know, it's actually more of a side hustle. So my husband and I partner on it, but we're really enjoying it. I mean, it was mostly because we have a shared love of for travel and for good food and good mm-hmm. wine. And so this was something that we had talked about doing for many years. And so finally the day came where we said, it's time. It's time to get it going.
So tell me what typically happens. What here's a night out. Here we go.
So we specialize in half-day tours mm-hmm. to wineries, breweries, distilleries, or it can be a mix.
Sure.
Each tour includes custom pickup at the passenger's home mm-hmm. and then a glass of the beverage of their choice at each stop.
Right.
We also keep on the bus a selection of complimentary snacks and water or soda. And really, it's just it's a small bus. It accommodates 14 passengers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great opportunity mm-hmm. to not only get out and kind of see the beautiful landscape of our area, but also to be introduced to some of the hidden gems that are out there. We stay out of the metro. We really try to be more rural, and you know, it's really special. We have some really wonderful wineries and breweries around here, so it's really
and so many have opened up or expanded, at least, you know, and mm-hmm. I mean, I know three or four of them that we go to just based upon what my wife's business is, and there are some that are you don't even realize until you get there how unbelievably nice they are, how expansive they are, and really how much work is put into what they do.
Oh, yeah. It is a craft.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
You better love what you're doing.
Well, I think they do, and it's really beautiful. So really, we're about helping people to explore and discover what our local producers are offering. We're a small business that is in the business of supporting our other small businesses, really.
Right. Okay. What type of groups go with you? By that, I mean, what sort of things are they celebrating or partying when they go with you?
Well, sometimes it's just a family that wants to get together mm-hmm. and explore. We had somebody that had family visiting from Germany and wanted them to have the experience, so we spent the day with that. It was pretty special.
Yeah.
But we've also done some bachelorette parties and bachelor parties. It's usually just people that just want to go out and just explore a little mm-hmm. bit and spend some time together. However, there are people that really want to explore and maybe don't have a big group to travel with.
Okay.
So for that, we do offer what we call a guide's choice tour, and that's something that's pre-designed. We make the decisions on where we're going to go,
sure.
and then we put it out there, and that's for the people that maybe they're traveling solo or just have a couple of people, and they can share the bus with others and get to know other people and still have the experience.
It sounds like a lot of fun, actually. I mean, I'm excited about it. And of course, my wife would be into the Reds and Whites, and I would be into the Brews, because that's the way it works a lot of times. But when you're talking about the Brews, now, is there a lot of local beers? Because there's a lot of local beers out there.
Oh.
Like the Hutchinson Brewery and the Mankato Brewery. Yeah.
Oh, yes. We've gone up as far as the Brainerd area.
Yeah.
We've been in Marshall, and we've been south of here. We go all over.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few. The choices are
Yeah.
There's a lot of
almost
choices.
Endless. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And I know even where I come from up in northern Minnesota, like Two Harbors and then Duluth, and it's just unbelievable. Well, Bemidji, the number of them that has expanded. So why not? You almost like every few years you could go and find new ones within the same area you were at a few years ago.
Yeah.
Really expanding. So that's great.
True.
All right.
And also I should add that there's other things that we do. We also provide wedding shuttle transportation.
Oh.
So we've got some weddings booked this fall.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about that.
Yeah.
I've set up a couple of dates for a fall colors tour and a stop at a local orchard.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of have to be creative.
Right.
The beauty of being a small business and just having our one bus that doesn't it's not a huge bus, just the 14
right.
passengers, but that enables us to make it a very personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Any questions you have of her? Because I don't want to. It's your show, Janae.
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't go that
I
far,
hate to butt in.
No, and I do want to mention too, like with that getting creative, they are our transportation sponsor for our golf scramble coming up on Monday,
So
they've offered their services to take businesses to and from their business to the course, so they don't have to worry about driving. The team can travel together, and so. Mm-hmm. That's something new that we added this year, thanks to Robbie. So.
Okay, very good.
Well, we're trying it. That's right.
Yeah. Which is also like part of the neat deal is your, as you said, kind of a part-time gig or whatever. Why not? Let's try this. Let's try that and see how we can expand.
Right, and we're doing this for a donation that the proceeds will go to the Meeker Area Food Shelf.
Oh, awesome.
So it's just something so it gives us a chance to kind of connect with the other businesses. And
okay. Well, if you're going to be involved in that golf tournament, folks, just remember it's okay to tip the driver.
Always.
So there you go, right? That's what we always tell them. So, all right. Anything else you'd like to add about Minnesota Reds, Whites, and Brews, Robbie?
Well, check us out. Go on our website, MinnesotaRedsWhitesAndBrews.com. See what we're about. Mm-hmm. Check out some tours that may be coming up, some Guide's Choice tours, or maybe get some ideas of something special that you and your family or your friends would like to do together.
Sure, perfect. Robbie, thanks for coming in. And you get to stick around now because we got to also get things over in Janae's court. And Janae, you have quite a few teams lined up for your golf tournament. We got to know when that is and mm-hmm. all the details now.
Yeah, so our tournament is this next Monday, June 24th. Mm-hmm. We have 26 teams, so that means 104 golfers will be showing up on
great?
Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have a shotgun start at 10 a.m., so we get out there in the middle of the course and blow an air horn and get it kicked off. And of course, over here at the Litchfield Golf Course, we've got the Red Goat Bar and Grill serving up adult beverages. And then we have a catered lunch thanks to Anytime Catering. And then, of course, all of our whole sponsors and raffle prize sponsors as well, which are all chamber member businesses.
Takes a lot to put this together, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah. And the real fun will be, at about 4 o'clock on Monday night.
Yeah. No, it's great. We're looking to get to raise a few more dollars for our office renovations. We're hoping to have that flooring done by the end of the summer and get things looking a little bit more modern in the office.
All right. Very good. Because Rayanne wants, it to look just perfect, right, Rayanne?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, it almost looks perfect now, but,
Right.
Just a little more. We're
that
close.
It's all about that first impression when people walk in, so we've got to get that looking good.
All right. Yeah. Janae, Parade of Bands was had. What do you think overall?
It was incredible. We had 10 food vendors. Last I heard, just about all of them sold out, so they were thrilled, looking to come back next year.
Mm-hmm.
The bands all did wonderfully, and we'll have some more updates on Newsmaker Friday morning, just on behalf of Parade of Bands committee. So you'll have to listen in.
Right. Find out who won this and won that. But, And will they have a guess on Friday of the number of people that were around the grounds? Or is that a tough thing to...
You know...
Or was there a good guess? Do you think there's some people who had good guesses? Because I had heard that there was upwards of 4,500 people around.
I would agree. I mean, it was... Okay. There were a lot of people.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, it was good.
People absolutely.
From all over, too.
So. You know, and I mean, what that does for the community and everything, that's just awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. It was exciting, for sure.
Okay. And you get done with the Parade of Bands. You talk about that on Friday. Monday, you get the golf tournament. You turn around, and it's Watergate.
I know, yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be good, though.
Yeah.
They have, looks like, almost a full registration for the Art in the Park, so that's going to be jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
They're finalizing some of those parade registrations, so another great parade. I know that they were amping up the fireworks again for this year, so
right.
That's going to be a good show, and of course, all of the food vendors, which is my favorite part. So.
Yeah, and six girls vying for Miss Litchfield.
Yes, yes, and then, of course, the junior royalty as well. So.
Yep. Yeah.
Watercave.com.
Plenty to do. They've stolen my tennis tournament because they're updating some tennis courts right now.
Oh,
but, you know, there's softball tournament. There's all kinds of things, actually, in the kind of sporting world, too.
Absolutely. Golf tournament, bike dig.
And Sunday, have we got the show back this year?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. The Little Crow Ski Show will be here bringing back the show on Sunday. Did bump up the time, so it's going to be at noon now instead of 1, but...
Okay. All right. Well, it's all going to add to a great, exciting event there as well. And anything else? I got to let you get to your program here. Anything else that you've got on your list?
That's it for now.
It should be plenty.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, but again, you can find us at 219 North Sibley Avenue, 320-693-8184, litch.com, or any of our social media pages.
All right. Rayanne and Janae, thanks for coming in, and Robbie Brown as well. Thanks for coming in on Chamber Chat.